themselves in an extended recon. Sara nodded, did not break the rhythm of her lullaby. We might even... No. We could not just burn the place once Golkale had been inside long enough to become seriously engaged. Nobody would understand why I wanted to waste a perfectly good whorehouse. Though a few might find a deadly fire highly amusing. One eye looked like he was sleeping again, but was not. Without opening his eyes, he asked,
"You know where you're going, little girl? You got some kind of overall plan?"
"Yes." I was surprised to find that I really believed that. Intuitively, somewhere inside, though I had not known it consciously, I had engineered a master plan for the liberation of the captured and the resurrection of the company. And it was starting to come together, after all these years. Mergen showed up, muttering about a white crow. He was distracted. I asked the wizards, "You figure out how to anchor him here yet?"
"Always some damn thing," One Eye grumbled. "Whatever you do, it's never enough."
"It can't be done," Goblin admitted. "But I still don't see why we would want to."
"He hasn't been very cooperative. He doesn't want to be here. He's losing his connection to the real world. He'd rather sleep and wander those caverns." I took a stab in the dark. "And put on his white wings, be Kadi's messenger."
"White wings?"
They did not read the annals. "The albino crow that turns up sometimes. Sometimes Mergen is inside it, because Kina puts him there, or used to put him there. And now he keeps stumbling back in, the way he kept stumbling around in time once Soulcatcher got him started."
"How do you know that?"
"I read sometimes. And once in a while I even read the annals and try to figure out what Mergen didn't tell us. What he might not actually have known himself. Right now he may be enamored of being the White Crow, because that way he gets into actual flesh that ranges outside the caverns. Or he may just be falling under the influence of Kina as she wakes up again. But none of that ought to matter much right now. Right now we have a bunch of spying we need him to do. I want to be able to twist his arm if I have to. The mission comes first. Mergen himself taught me that." Sara said, "Sleep is right. Anchor him. Then I'll grab him by the nose and kick his behind until I've got his undivided attention." She seemed suddenly optimistic, as though taking a direct approach with her husband was some totally new concept fraught with unexpected hope. She went straight to outright confrontation, drawing Tobo in to support her. Maybe she could rebuild Mergen's ties with the outside world. I turned to the others. "I found another Kina myth this morning. In this one, her father didn't trick her into going to sleep. She died. Then her husband got so upset that..."
"Husband?" Goblin squeaked. "What husband?"
"I don't know, Goblin. The book didn't name names. It was written for people who grew up in the Guni religion. It assumes you know who they're talking about. When Kina died, her husband was so grief-stricken, he grabbed up her corpse and started doing that stomping dance Mergen talks about her doing in his visions. He got so violent that the other gods were afraid he would destroy the world. So her father threw an enchanted